Aries, March 21st to April 19th. When you Aries folks are at your best, you are drawn to people who tell you exactly what they think, who aren't intimidated by your high energy, and who dare to be as vigorous as you. I hope you have an array of allies like that in your sphere right now. In my astrological opinion, you especially need their kind of stimulation. It's an excellent time to invite influences that will nudge you out of your status quo and help you glide into a new groove. Are you willing to be challenged and changed? Taurus, April 20th to May 20th, author Toni Morrison thought that beauty was an absolute necessity, and not a privilege or an indulgence. She said that finding, incorporating, and then representing beauty is what humans do. In her view, we can't live without beauty, any more than we can do without dreams or oxygen. All she said is even truer for Tauruses and Libras than the other signs. And you Bulls have an extra wrinkle. It's optimal if at least some of the beauty in your life is useful. Your mandate is summed up well by author Anne Michaels. Find a way to make beauty necessary. Find a way to make necessity beautiful. I hope you'll do a lot of that in the coming weeks. Gemini, May 21st to June 20th, philosopher Alfred North Whitehead said, "It requires a very unusual mind to make an analysis of the obvious. I nominate you to perform that service in the coming days, both for yourself and your allies. No one will be better able than you to discern the complexities of seemingly simple situations. You will also have extraordinary power to help people appreciate and even embrace paradox. So be a crafty master of candor and transparency, Gemini. Demonstrate the benefits of being loyal to the objective evidence rather than to the easy and popular delusions. Tell the interesting truths." Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd, Cancerian poet Lucille Clifton sent us all an invitation. "Won't you celebrate with me what I have shaped into a kind of life? I had no model. I made it up here on this bridge between starshine and clay, my one hand holding tight my other hand. During October, fellow Cancerian, I propose you draw inspiration from her heroic efforts to create herself. The coming weeks will be a time when you can achieve small miracles as you bolster your roots, nourish your soulful confidence, and ripen your uniqueness." Leo, July 23, August. 2-2. Dear Rob the Astrologer. This morning I put extra mousse on my hair and blow dried the hell out of it, so now it is huge and curly and impossibly irresistible. I'm wearing bright orange shoes so everyone will stare at my feet, and a blue silk blouse that is much too high fashion to wear to work. It has princess seams and matches my eyes. I look fantastic. How could anyone of any gender resist drinking in my magnificence? I realize you're a spiritual type and may not approve of my showmanship, but I wanted you to know that what I'm doing is a totally valid way to be a Leo. Your Leo teacher Brooke. Dear Brooke. Thank you for your helpful instruction. It's true that I periodically need to loosen my tight grip on my high principles. I must be more open to appreciating life's raw feed. I hope you will perform a similar service for everyone you encounter in the coming weeks. Virgo, August 23rd Sept. 2-2. How to be the best Virgo you can be during the coming weeks. 1. You must relish, not apologize for, your precise obsessions. 2. Be as nosy as you need to be to discover the core truths hidden beneath the surface. Risk asking almost too many questions in your subtle drive to know everything. 3. Help loved ones and allies shrink and heal their insecurities. 4. Generate beauty and truth through your skill at knowing what needs to be purged and shed. 5. Always have your bullshit detector with you. Use it liberally. 6. Keep in close touch with the conversations between your mind and body. Libra, September 23, October. 2-2. The Libran approach to fighting for what's right shouldn't involve getting into loud arguments or trying to manipulate people into seeing things your way. If you're doing what you were born to do, you rely on gentler styles of persuasion. Are you doing what you were born to do? Have you become skilled at using clear, elegant language to say what you mean? Do you work in behalf of the best outcome rather than merely serving your ego? Do you try to understand why others feel the way they do, even if you disagree with their conclusions? I hope you call on these superpowers in the coming weeks. We all need you to be at the height of your potency. Scorpio, October 23, November. 2-1, one bad apple spoils the rest, is an idiom in the English language. It refers to the idea that if one apple rots as it rests in a pile of apples, the rest will quickly rot, too. It's based on a scientific fact. As an apple decays, it emanates the gas ethylene, which speeds up decay in nearby apples. A variant of this idiom has recently evolved in relation to police misconduct, however. When law enforcement officials respond to such allegations, they say that a few bad apples in the police force aren't representative of all the other cops. So I'm wondering which side of the metaphor is at work for you right now, Scorpio. Should you immediately expunge the bad apple in your life? Or should you critique and tolerate it? Should you worry about the possibility of contamination, or can you successfully enforce damage control? Only you know the correct answer. Sagittarius, November 22nd Deck. 2-1. Of all the signs in the zodiac, you Sagittarians know best how to have fun even when life sucks. Your daily rhythm may temporarily become a tangle of boring or annoying tasks, yet you can still summon a knack for enjoying yourself. But let me ask you this. How are your instincts for drumming up amusement when life doesn't suck? Are you as talented at whipping up glee and inspiration when the daily rhythm is smooth and groovy? I suspect we will gather evidence to answer those questions in the coming weeks. Here's my prediction. The good times will spur you to new heights of creating even more good times. Capricorn, December 22nd Jan. 19. More than you might realize, people look to you for leadership and regard you as a role model. This will be extra true in the coming weeks. Your statements and actions will have an even bigger impact than usual. Your influence will ripple out far beyond your sphere. In light of these developments, which may sometimes be subtle, I encourage you to upgrade your sense of responsibility. Make sure your integrity is impeccable. Another piece of advice, too. Be an inspiring example to people without making them feel like they owe you anything. Aquarius, January 20th Feb. 18, rapper-songwriter Nicki Minaj says, "You should never feel afraid to become a piece of art. It's exhilarating. I will go further, Aquarius. I invite you to summon ingenuity and joy in your efforts to be a work of art. The coming weeks will be an ideal time for you to tease out more of your inner beauty so that more people can benefit from it. I hope you will be dramatic and expressive about showing the world the full array of your interesting qualities. P.S. Please call on the entertainment value of surprise and unpredictability." Pisces, February 19th to March 20th, author Robertson Davies declared, "One learns one's mystery at the price of one's innocence." It sounds poetic, but it doesn't apply to most of you Pisceans, especially now. Here's what I've concluded. The more you learn your mystery, the more innocent you become. Please note I'm using the word innocence in the sense defined by author Clarissa Pinkola Estes. She wrote, "Ignorance is not knowing anything and being attracted to the good. Innocence is knowing everything and still being attracted to the good." Homework. Reward yourself with a gift for an accomplishment few people know about. Testify. Newsletter.freewillastrology.com.